producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. Hey.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Mord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
RSB back from all my trips. I've been missing the sacred fire of liberty with you, Jonathan. Thank you for holding the fort for the last couple of weeks.
My pleasure, Robert. It's always good to be able to help you in any way I can.
Yes, and you were well spoken of and thought of at the Right to Try conference, obviously, with all of the efforts you've made in, on that issue as well. So you weren't there, but you were there, if you know what I mean.
I appreciate it. My heart's with those people, and I do hope for the day when we can get legislation passed that will liberate people from the grab of the FDA right there when they need to be free the most.
Absolutely.
The FDA to take away the freedom.
Absolutely. Now, before we get into my first subject with you, I want to talk about Antonin Scalia passing. But we're kind of neighbors in a weird kind of way. I just found out in this book by our good friend Cheryl Chumley. I just got my copy in the mail, and I'm almost through reading it, The Devil in D.C. And we're neighbors on page 248 and 249. We're featured in Cheryl's book, and I feel so
honored.
We are.
How flattering is that, Robert? She
totally
wrote some
awesome,
really nice things about us, and I'm going to try to deserve them.
Oh, yeah. Well, and of course, in reference to your discussion of licensing of marriage and your historical perspective, it was beautiful to what you wrote. She quoted you there and then talked a little bit about my story about, you know me, I'm pretty hardcore on freedom. And I'm like, government doesn't belong in my marriage. I'm not asking permission, right? So
right.
I love what Cheryl has done here in bringing these out for people that you not only know the problem, but say, hey, what are some options? That was cool.
Yep, it's a great book, and I plowed through it. I got it and just read right through it. And, you know, she's a deeply religious woman, and she really does understand that the moral decay that has come along with big government is something that, you know, is infecting everything. So you have candidate like Hillary Clinton, who just about every time she opens her mouth, there's a false statement that comes out. And not held to account by the media. The corruption's widespread, Robert.
Yeah, it really is. I can't wait. I'm going to interview Cheryl on the book, separate from our hours together when we do our Sacred Fire of Liberty. But first, Antonin Scalia, he passed away suddenly, but I think between last Sacred Fire of Liberty hour and this one, and so I don't know if you've gotten to talk about it, but I haven't really talked about it much on air. I admired the man. I think he was the one most grounded in constitutional principles of any of them on the court right now, and it's a sad loss for a number of reasons, but I wanted to get your perspective on him as well.
Well, he was unquestionably one of the most brilliant jurists in the history of the United States. He is an intellectual titan. And I remember him when he was on the D.C. Circuit. I argued cases at the time before the D.C. Circuit. And if I'm not mistaken, he was on one or two panels that, at least one panel that I argued before. And he was very bright, very incisive, extremely well-informed, master of the record and of the law. And, you know, he was not one to tolerate fools. You had to know what you were talking about in order to be in his presence as a lawyer arguing before him. And I think he was a person of tremendous magnanimity. He was a very gracious human being and a very humorous person. I mean, he had a great sense of humor. He was on the court for 30 years and made his mark in numerous 5-4 decisions. He wrote brilliant dissents from majority opinions that were so biting. I mean, they were brilliant, but in the use of language and intellect, he was able to really do a number on decisions that went against what he thought was right.
Right.
And his love of the Constitution, his appreciation for the Founding Fathers, his visceral, basically, appreciation for avoiding legislating from the bench and deferring to legislative judgment, even when that judgment was likely contrary to his own, showed the kind of temperament of a jurist that was befitting of our constitutional heritage. We don't want judges legislating. We want them to interpret the law under the Constitution when they're on the Supreme Court, but we don't want them creating law. And so with the Obamacare decision, which was whole cloth creationism, to try to justify this law that violates the Commerce Clause, he was in the dissent and made clear all of the foibles and horrible things that were a part of that decision and all of the intellectual dishonesty that the majority bought into.
He
called it out.
How could he hang out with Justice Roberts after that? I mean, you know, you can't look at him with a straight face. Or Roberts,
well, he rose above. One of the things that Obama lacks clearly, because he's not going to his funeral, that Scalia didn't, and proved himself to be far superior a person than Obama or a lot of these people, is that he could sit in a room with people of varying perspectives on issues and be gracious and appreciate that they had a right to their opinion, just as he did his own. So he was great friends with another person that I admire greatly, even though she's oftentimes on the other side of the ideological spectrum, and that is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, by the way, is also one of the most brilliant people to be on the bench. I mean, she is absolutely brilliant. She has a mind that is extremely powerful, masters all the facts, like Scalia. And they got along famously, even though they disagreed on virtually every significant legal issue to come before the court.
Well, it tells you about his humanity, though, doesn't it? Beyond politics.
Well, right.
Here.
Yeah. It shows he was a good at heart, just like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. At heart, these are good people. These are people who are wonderful. They embrace life. They embrace others. They care deeply about people. Beyond their families. I mean, these people are ones who create lasting friendships and deeply care about the country and its direction. They may disagree, but they're altruistic in the sense that their choices are made for what they think is the best interest of the nation and what they think is most appropriate in interpreting the Constitution.
Jonathan, we have someone else that cares deeply about this country and is super intelligent. She's the author of the new book, The Devil in D.C. You know her. Cheryl Chumley's back with us. Cheryl!
Hey, welcome back, Robert. Hope your travels went well.
They did. I'm glad to be back with you both, and we were just praising your new book before you got here. We didn't want to embarrass you, but we appreciate all your work and your intense efforts to do the right thing and restore some level of moral sanctity, if it could be said, here in this country.
Yeah, I think this country really needs it.
Yeah, you wouldn't get an argument from us on that, for sure. Now, we were just acknowledging Scalia's passing, but there's a number of things, including the Trump-Cruz spat, and, you know, Jonathan feels Trump's inevitable at this point as far as becoming the nominee, but what do you see with the Trump-Cruz spat? Have you written on this at all?
A little bit, and I happen to agree with Jonathan as far as Trump becoming the eventual nominee. But, you know, this Trump-Cruz dispute, I think it's really driving down the voters. I don't think voters in the Republican side and the conservative camps like to see these two candidates sparring this way. I think it's a little bit depressing for most voters, myself included, to watch two notable Republican candidates. Trump probably has misgivings over being a Republican. Cruz is definitely more conservative. But it's a little bit disheartening to watch them engage in these public spats, these back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I hope they actually come together and find some common ground in the coming weeks.
Well, it is a bit distasteful to watch some of this, if I look at Rubio as the favorite of the establishment, he seems to be a very weak candidate when it comes right down to it, even if he has some level of intelligence about things. So, but it's just fascinating to watch in my lifetime, in our lifetime perhaps, we've never seen, like, if it could be a Trump-Sanders matchup, two people who are bucking the establishment from either side.
Yeah, Sanders is bucking the establishment because he's promising all sorts of free programs, which I find appalling. And I don't know if you two noticed a week ago there was this poll that was very enlightening that showed more millennials between the ages of 18 and 35 favored socialism over capitalism. So this is the emerging generation. This is our new brand of leadership coming into age. And the fact that Sanders is doing so well is really appalling for America.
Indeed. We've discussed it, and Jonathan, you know, we're looking at this country. It's not supposed to be a socialist country. We recognize that FDR in the 20th century already established some level of it with Social Security, but my goodness, to come this far, there's a schism within the millennial generation, too, because I've got a millennial assistant producer, and they're not falling for Bernie's stuff at all.
Well, socialism is an absolute failure, and it not only does not work as an economic system, it brings everything down and creates universal mediocrity, but it also saps individual liberty, and it discourages innovation, and by denying people their hard-earned wages and their property, it denies people the ability to amass wealth, which is indispensable to building a free enterprise economy and raising the standard of living. So people who buy into Bernie Sanders are buying into failure.
Well, they are. They've really adopted a policy that will only drive them deeper into debt. And, again, no way out? Well, perhaps there is, because you're listening to the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan E. Mord here with Cheryl Chumley. I'm Robert Scott Bell. Check out the links in the notes at robertscottbell.com. Back with more powerful political healing after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Jonathan Emord here. You can find him at Emord, EMORD.com. Many books that have been written. The Rise of Tyranny, one of my favorites, but plenty more where that came from. Also, Cheryl Chumley, now author of her latest book. Here it's called The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. And we got another segment with her as well. And Cheryl, have you been covering the Hillary, what is it, a firewall story? Is this related to her computer, or is there a wall that Trump built around her?
That's what I thought when I first heard that term. They're referring to the firewall voters in South Carolina that are supposed to be staunchly in favor of Hillary Clinton no matter what, even as other states turn their noses up at her. South Carolina was supposed to be firmly in her camp, and she was a little bit overconfident about it, and now Bernie Sanders is coming on strong, and, you know, they're creating it's creating a little bit of a panic in the Democratic Party's camp for Hillary. And also, if, when you look further down the line to Nevada, they're actually, Sanders and Hillary Clinton are actually in a dead heat for there. So it's not looking like it's going to be a cakewalk for Hillary Clinton.
And, well, that's good as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know if she's going to make it through this nominating process. You know, there's some health concerns looking at her for, as a homeopath. I'm not sure, but we'll see where this goes. But the you know, the fascinating thing here in watching this race, as I said, the establishment candidates, even though in one sense you could say Bernie could be the ultimate establishment candidate, he's been in so long, but even they aren't so bold as to say they'll pay for everything. I mean, even though the Democrats often say they'll pay for a lot. So again, Jonathan, unprecedented what we're watching here.
It is. Hillary still has the superdelegates wrapped up. Almost all of them are in her camp. But, you know, sooner or later we're going to hear from James Comey, and she might well be indicted. I think her notion that she could do this as a cakewalk, that this would be a coronation, is just gone. And I think Bernie Sanders has given her a real run for the money, and I think he'll continue to do that. And I think if anything happens with that indictment, she's going to end up seeing those superdelegates bolt.
Mm.
Because no one's going to stand by her for the long run if she looks like she's going to be dead in the general election.
Yeah.
And if she gets indicted, that's a sure virtual certainty.
Okay. Well, on to Trump one more time and the Pope. It's like Trump, first it was Cruz versus Trump, now it's the Trump versus the Pope. And the Pope made some claims that, you know, Donald's not Christian because he wants to build walls instead of bridges. And I just, you know, I've been seeing everybody point out the fact that if you've ever been to the Vatican, it's surrounded not by bridges, but huge walls all the way around. So, Jonathan, this is kind of strange. Cheryl, you might have something to say on it as well.
Well, you know, the Pope hails from south of the border, and I think he has strong sympathies with his fellow men down there. But this is just absolutely out of line. It's okay. We have free speech. You can say whatever you want. But if I were a man of God, I certainly wouldn't be injecting myself into one of the hottest political issues in the campaign for president of the United States, and certainly would not go to the extent of saying that someone was not a Christian just because they disagreed with my political views. I mean, really? People can't believe that their borders should be protected and secure their nation and still be Christian? I mean, really? Come on.
Cheryl, with your book, I apologize, Jonathan. I want to hear from Cheryl here because she just wrote a book deeply filled with faith. And you've got to have perspectives here that, you know, what's going on?
I actually have a chapter on illegal immigration. Speaking directly to that point, religious leaders who try and claim that it's unchristian or it's not biblical to advocate for strong borders. And my main question for them is, why do the illegals get to break laws, but Americans who simply want to uphold laws be regarded as unchristian? And the fact that this is a religious leader who is not just questioning Pope's Christianity, but declaring him unchristian goes far beyond what the average American voter has done to look into Trump's past and try and determine whether he's Christian or not or meet some evangelical test. You know, this Pope is far and beyond above his spiritual role, and he's just a hardcore political activist on certain avenues.
It seems like it. The Pope has gone political, interestingly enough. Well, Cheryl, I hope everybody picks up your book. If you haven't already, we're going to link it, The Devil in D.C., Winning Back the Country from the Beast in Washington. And I'm just honored to be a part of it, as Jonathan, you mentioned as well.
Absolutely. It's a great book, and I hope everybody gets a copy. I did, and I think everybody ought to get a copy of that.
Absolutely.
Book.
I'll talk to Cheryl about this more on another show, but for now we're going to take a break, and we've got lots more political, economic healing to go with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty on the Sacred Fire of Liberty here.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, I just got an email with a picture of this next guy, our regular co-host, if you can call him that, on the Sacred Fire of Liberty, along with Jonathan E. Moore. That guy is Norm Singleton, and he was on the steps of the Capitol yesterday, apparently, helping out the folks on the issue of auditing the Fed. And although we may get to that subject matter, should we audit Apple, the company? Because they don't want to cooperate with the feds on revealing information that could lead to more terrorists? Or, you know, I don't think this is as clear as the media is making out. They're either pro-Apple because of privacy or against Apple because they're for terrorists now. And I think there are nuances here. Before we bring up Norm, Jonathan, there are nuances to this argument, are there not?
Well, I think so. I'm not a person who understands deeply any of this about the computer software and the encryption. Mm-hmm. But I it seems to me that if the government approached Apple and said, instead of we want to be able to get into this phone, give us your method for getting past the encryption, if instead they said, there's information on this phone, we don't need to have access to your encryption, de-encryption information to get over this. All we need is the information. Can you obtain the information for us and give us a hard copy of it? You know, it seems problem solved. Then they don't have to divulge their proprietary information. The government gets the information and does not get the key to get into every iPhone in the country. Why
not?
That
seems to me reasonable.
Have that be the solution. Yeah. And if I were the judge, that's what I would do. I would say to Apple, if the government gives you the phone, can you download the information and supply it to the government? And they would probably say yes, I would imagine.
I mean, you can issue a warrant in this case, I would assume. I mean, isn't that the argument, Norm Singleton, from the Campaign for Liberty? I mean, that we don't want blanket ability of the government to just have the key to get take all of your secrets?
Right. That's the concern that Apple's expressing, is that this isn't just about, oh, you have a search warrant, we'll, for this information that we have, we'll give it to you. It's much more complex than that. It's that they're asking Apple to build technology that would allow them to hack into anybody's iPhone. And as Apple points out, you know, this could be, by handing that to the government, they're inviting abuses of this power by the government. We've seen that they do not just abide by restrictions even placed on them by Congress. So why would they agree to a restriction by a private company? It also sets a precedent that could be exploited by other governments, China and Russia. I saw concerns raised about that. And I know some people will say, well, do you really think that if America doesn't do this, that it's going to stop Putin or the Chinese government? Well, maybe not, but at the very least, we won't be setting the precedent for that. We won't be making it easier for them to do that. And also, if that technology exists, given the government's poor record of protecting privacy, it could be fall into the wrong hands. The hackers could be hacked, and then that could lead to massive identity theft, your personal information spilled out all over the internet. There's a lot of problems with this, and it was interesting that Jonathan's the first person I've heard suggest that they don't subpoena the phone itself. They subpoena the information that Apple has stored, and that ask Apple to just transmit the actual data rather than give the government come into the phone. Presumably, Apple might have the capacity to do that and the fact that the government, it doesn't seem to be just seeking the data, it's seeking access to the phone, and it's not, or asking Apple to give them, figure out how to get the data, it's asking them to figure out how to get the phone.
Right.
Suggests that, and the fact that they've been looking for ways around encryption for some
sure.
time, actually going back to the 90s, suggests that what really this is they think that they have an opportunity now where, because it's connected to the horrific California attacks, they have an opportunity to get into that, to take a crack at, or take a small step in beginning to erode the encryption firewalls, and that's what they really want.
They certainly seem to be playing the PR game to say this is a bit about Apple being pro-terrorist. I mean, I see that in some in the media, the commentary in the pundits, and I'm just thinking there's no nuance there. Like Jonathan, brilliant idea, and that was kind of what I was trying to get at, is like, can't you be more specific? And do they really care about the information, or do they care about having the key to get everybody's?
There's really no need for the key, is there? There's need for the information. And so they have no compelling interest in getting the key to the encryption. They have a compelling interest in getting access to the information. And that Apple can give them, presumably, I would think. And I would suggest that the judge leave it to Apple on how to get the information and tell the government you're not entitled to the proprietary encryption software to decode the phone.
Mm-hmm.
because of the fact that there are definite privacy interests, but there are also commercial and proprietary interests at stake here that would be highly detrimental to Apple in the marketplace and would severely hurt its relationship with its customers.
True, very true.
So, you know, that when you balance the equities here, seems to me, give them the information and protect their equipment.
So, and their reluctance to give up the key is not because they're pro-terrorism.
Absolutely not. I mean, that's just absurd. They're reacting because, yes, they have an economic motive, but they also have a very sophisticated system that is protecting every iPhone user in the country. And if they go against every customer, well, then, you know, I wouldn't suspect that the customers would remain loyal.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Norm, back to the Campaign for Liberty on another topic here. It's almost depressing when you see the way they're trying to frame this debate, but I like the common sense here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. But Ron Paul wrote a piece, and the first time I interviewed him many years ago was about this Texas algorithm project that he said was leading to some sort of de facto mandate for children to be psychiatrically evaluated. And with that, what would happen? And you've got some more updates on this because they're not giving up on this thought form.
Right, right. It's a there's a new recommendation from the something called the United States Preventative Services Task Force recommended mandatory depression screening for all Americans. And of course, there's a lot of problems with that. One of the big ones is that depression, mental illness itself, as even leading practitioners will admit, involves some subjectivity. And keep in mind that up until 1973, homosexuality was classified as a mental disorder.
Well, to your point, the subjectivity is very real.
Yeah.
There's no chemical test, there's no urine test, there's no blood test, there's no hair. I mean, there's no objective test to determine it.
And depression, a lot of people go through bouts of depression in their lifetime. Some quite serious, and they become better. Sometimes it's with counseling. Sometimes it's time, and sometimes it's other things like a change in their life, and maybe even something as simple as a change in diet or moving.
Right,
but under the president's gun control proposals, part of that is, and unfortunately, a lot of Republicans are falling for this too, is that we want to keep guns out of the hands of people with mental illnesses. Well, imagine if you've been screened and you're depressed because your screening happens to come a week after your divorce was finalized, a day after you lost your job, or a month after your father or mother passed away, you could be deprived of your Second Amendment rights for at least a year, but more likely forever, because as we see with the terrorist watch list, good luck getting off a government list that restricts your rights once you've been put on it. The American bureaucracy gives would amaze Kafka, And so that's one reason to oppose it. Another reason is the fact that ironically, this could cause people to get less quality health care because the way that they want this to work is that they want to add it to the list of preventive services that are mandated that health insurances cover under Obamacare. Well, as Dr. Paul said in his column, they're unaware of everything that they or they're unaware of basic economics. They also seem to be unaware of how Obamacare's mandates have been driving up the cost of health insurance and thus making it more difficult for the American people to access quality health care. Because that's what mandates do, and that's what the Obamacare mandates do. So they are actually driving up the cost of our health care. And
Yeah, I think you're right, though.
It's the cost of mental health care.
Yeah, and Dr. Paul is right. This is going to drive people away from licensed medical professionals. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. But on their hand, if they're looking to attract more customers, this is going to drive them away. Because the simple act of going to one now, there is no privacy when they turn over these kind of records to the government to then limit your access to things that are yours by virtue of your very birth. We got about 30 seconds before the break here, Jonathan. I want you to chime in on this, too.
I think all the mental health screeners should be subjected to the subjective testing to determine whether or not they have any tendencies that might be lead them to a lack of objectivity in their assessment of others. There's no way to do this. This will create profiles for people that are defamatory profiles, where individuals are assuming that others have certain characteristics that are not appropriate. This is how you create a totalitarian state, to tell you the truth. You classify people in one category or another. Mm-hmm. You can say that a person who doesn't have your same political views is mentally unstable. I mean, that's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right, and that's where it would head. So Ron Paul, once again, is right on this. And Norm, thank you for putting it out there through the Campaign for Liberty. We've got links up in the show notes to all of that, and Jonathan Emort as well. One more segment of political economic healing. We might even touch on a little bit more on the audit the Fed bill. Is it still alive? When's it going to be revitalized? Back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with a Doc of Detox daily cleansing tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily cleansing tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Next hour, I've got a fascinating movie that's being produced about homeopathy. It'll actually shock you, the things that are going to be revealed in that movie. Pretty cool stuff. So we've got a guest on, the filmmaker, next hour. But right now, we're going to wrap it up with Campaign for Liberty's Norm Singleton and, of course, Sacred Fire of Liberty, Jonathan Emord. And audit the Fed bill, didn't they already vote on that? Is there still a way that can be brought back up in these next weeks even?
Well, the House could bring it up at any time, and that's why Campaign for Liberty is trying to once again get majority support, which is 218, and we're only about 30 co-sponsors shy of that. To show Speaker Ryan and the rest of the House leadership that this bill should be able to pass or can pass overwhelmingly, and that he should bring it up, and then we can take the House version introduced by Representative Thomas Massie, put it directly on the Senate calendar as Senator Paul did with his bill this year late last year, and then we can have another Senate vote. Since we're so close to breaking the filibuster, we think that it would be important to try again in July or September, and just find out if the six Democratic senators who flip-flopped are willing to do that so close to an election. Even though most of them aren't up this cycle, I think, though, the fact that it is going to be there's going to be a major election there. Mm-hmm. That might change the Democratic thinking. Also, something to consider for the side of the Democratic Party is that the winner of the New Hampshire caucus, of the New Hampshire primary, was voted for Audit the Fed, and that wasn't the Republican winner. It was Bernie,
right?
Voted
right.
for Audit the Fed. I don't want to say that we're going to try to make members of the Senate feel the burn, but that could very well be that's something that might enter into their calculus. The fact that the movement to audit and even end the Fed is not necessarily a right-wing libertarian movement, although it was started, they're just a right-wing libertarian movement, although it was certainly started that way by Ron Paul and free market adherence to the Austrian school. the Occupy movement, which is, I think, kind of fed into, or was sort of like a Bernie, like a proto-Bernie Sanders presidential campaign, they also shared concern and skepticism about the Fed. And just this week at Huffington Post, there was an editorial pointing out that not just auditing, but even ending the Fed is actually quite consistent with Bernie Sanders' concerns about crony capitalism and creating a system of progressive
wow.
government that actually serves the interest of working people.
Stunning.
So, you know, this is a, so this debate, if it progresses, you know, we could see not just in the Republican Party, but a really interesting debate on monetary policy between the populist socialists, who I disagree with, obviously, on a great deal of things, Bernie Sanders, but and the corporatist, phony progressive corporatist Hillary.
Hillary, yeah, who's very pro-Fed. And you know what? The thing is that those on the conservative side that are against the audit of the Fed, I don't think they're very conservative in reality, but they neglect to acknowledge what Jonathan Ebord has also said, is that you can't defend yourself. You can't have a strong military from bankruptcy court. And I want people to think about that. So both sides of the equation got to realize that, you know, this Fed could sink this United States ship.
Right. Yep.
Jonathan, last word before we wrap up here.
Well, it's about time that this audit the Fed bill finally did pass Congress. It seems to me that we do have the necessary majorities in both the House and the Senate to pass this bill. It just seems that in the last minute, you know, somebody gets their arm twisted and they go in the other direction.
Yeah.
But I think it's inevitable. I think sooner or later we're going to see that bill pass. And if there's a Republican in the White House, I think we're going to see it get signed.
Nice. Well, hey, great to be back with you guys for the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan, thank you. Norm, thank you.
Thank you.
And also thanks to Cheryl Chumley. Everybody pick up her new book. You want to see it? It's really cool, The Devil in D.C. We'll talk about it more later. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to Jonathan once again. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.